History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archive podcasts of this radio show. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block off East Cotton, open 7 days a week. And now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
What's all this screaming about? Good Lord. Hey, good morning.
That's why I put my headphones on.
Oh, I say it's a lot less noise inside the headphones. Melissa, good morning. It's another
good
Radio History
morning.
Day, you know?
I'm finally alive.
What was wrong with you?
Bronchial.
Oh, no, don't do that. And what happened to Sergio? He went to where in the Hogs ate him, but, you know, he came back.
The Hogs ate him.
I have no idea where he was. But he's in there with a cowboy hat on. Good to see you, dude.
He's Weston.
Is that what he's doing?
Weston.
Hey,
man.
Life in the Fast Lane. You know, we got this radio show about history. And this is the only thing in town that I'm aware of that does this kind of history.
Well, in town.
On such a regular basis about El Paso. I mean, and it's so easy because the history's everywhere. We got more this morning. But we're the crowd that says on 690 AM, you got this transmitter blowing out there. You know, that thing hits northern New Mexico pretty well.
It does. It hits northern New Mexico and almost into Arizona and some east out to
past
God
Sierra
knows
Blanca.
Where.
And Mexico, we haven't measured Mexico yet. It's way down there somewhere. But anyway, not only that, but we're the guy that says Texas history begins in El Paso. And there is a reason for that. And you know what that reason is.
Well, that's because if you go to ktsmradio.com and click on the iHeartRadio link, you can listen to us anywhere on the planet and possibly into space. In fact, I think we've had some aliens call in sometimes.
Well, those are regulars.
Yeah. Oh, those are the regulars. Yeah,
those guys all the time.
Well, I'm talking about aliens in space.
So am I. But any trivia questions, you got that figured out. I saw you throw them at me.
Yes, we have trivia both hours today, and we have two questions each hour and a $20 coupon in the first hour for Pepe's. Or a $20 coupon for Mission Del Rey Southwest. And the correct answer to that trivia for the hour one, you'll get $20
choice.
Coupon. And then also you'll have a second hour, we're going to have trivia answer for Amigos over there on Montana, or also a coupon for Mission Del Rey Southwest. So, you know, listen carefully and you might win something.
I've got
today.
A secret to reveal about Amigos later in the show. You wait to hear what this is.
Oh, my. What did Cookie?
Hookie's he's more than that. I'll tell you what he is. But anyway, so we got all that going on here at Mission Del Rey, as always. We got some new news about what they're up to.
That's right.
And, you can get 20% off if you walk in and say, hey, the radio station people said, I get 20% off just by saying so. And see what happens. They may hit your face and throw you out. But no, they'll give you a decent discount and make a deal for you. And they got good stuff.
Have they started or finished their expansion?
That's the new news we're going to talk about.
Ooh.
Ah, wait to hear about that.
So that's
coming. All right, no, we'll get to that. And also, you got a history memento.
Yes, we're going to be talking about another birthday party for Fort Bliss.
Oh, boy.
Since we're talking about centennials today.
This is an old one.
Yeah, this is an old one. Yes, an old birthday party.
Speaking of centennials, is that what you had
in
mind?
See, that's what I was leading into. You like that lead-in, huh?
Wasn't bad. That's pretty good because we have sitting here today Centennial Museum Director Daniel Carey Whalen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, that thing
morning.
Works. Good to see you. Good to hear you. It's even better to
good
hear
morning.
You, Daniel.
Right.
And thanks for being here. Now, you've got the curator of the museum.
The brains.
Here, Sam Weiner. Good morning.
The brains of the
good
outfit.
Good morning.
And Sam is short for Samantha. We know that. Because you don't look like Uncle Sam. You look like Aunt Sam.
Auntie. Tia.
That's who you are.
This is Tia Sam.
Tia Sam. But the thing is, what you all are doing here, you're talking about today an exhibit. Give us an overview of what you're doing with this exhibit at the Centennial at UTEP.
All right. I
know both of you know it.
Flip
a coin over there.
It's called The Town and the Smelter. It's been open, actually, for the last few months, and it closes January 25th, so in a couple Saturdays. So thanks for having us on to help promote it. We've actually had a lot of good turnout. As you could probably tell from the name, The Town and the Smelter, it's about Asarco and Smelter Town. And it's just been an amazing journey of meeting so many folks who are involved in Asarco.
A lot of people.
Yeah, lots of people.
Now, we actually helped you out when it first started. We actually had you guys in here before it opened.
Yeah, well, we couldn't have done this without you, Jackson.
Oh, well, really? I mean, well, and people don't understand the undercurrent that you're talking about there.
Yeah.
I do have some things from the smelter when we were video recording the whole place.
Yeah, so
and,
yeah.
And we actually saved some things that would have just been trash.
You did. I mean, thank goodness. And, you know, one of the things that you can come see if you see the exhibit, but it's the sign that was at the entrance to the smelter, that big sign that you saved.
Oh, it's huge.
And it's just so great to see the people who worked at the smelter for so many years come into the gallery and see that sign. And, you know, oh, man, I remember seeing that
every day. And it was on the side of a building. It was made out of wood. They had an incredible wood shop.
Yeah.
And they had a metal shop that could build anything. They had a wood shop that could make anything. And they even built houses. Back in the day when they had houses on site, they built homes for the managers, the carpentry shop did.
Wow.
So they built this sign. I was like, nah, we could turn out a sign. But the sign was part of it. You had a bucket of chips. Tell the people about what your chips are. Melissa, you know about these chips, right?
Oh, yes.
You know all about chips.
Yes, I know.
These are not buffalo chips.
No.
It's a bucket of chips, I said, not buffalo chips.
You said not several tortilla buckets. Chips either.
Well, they got one, and they stacked them up. Do you spend some time stacking those up?
Yeah. No, I did. I took the risk, yeah, of artistically arranging them. But
you guys were paranoid they were toxic or something?
No.
That was kind of the running joke.
No, they were washed three times before we got them.
Oh, okay.
And they wouldn't let us touch them.
No, the joke was when we put the vitrine on this case that it has this rubble. It's rubble from the stack. Everyone's familiar with the
Well, it's the orange pieces of the smokestack. And when it hit the ground, that thing shattered like glass.
Oh, yeah.
So a bazillion pieces.
Thousands of little pieces. So we have maybe, 500 of them stacked up in this case.
But you did it so well. Now, did you do it the Jenga thing where you pull the bottom one out and the whole thing falls down? No.
It's kind of like that, yeah.
Okay,
so we put the vitrine on, and the joke was...
What's the word you're
using? Well, the vitrine is the glass, or plexiglass in this case, the case.
Why don't you call it a case? Because I can relate to that.
The clear case that enables
Thank you
to see
I know what that means.
Kind of confused. There.
I thought you were putting a latrine on there.
No, what are you talking about? Vitrine.
Yeah, yeah.
Vitrine.
So the joke was, would it keep, is it to protect the artifact or is it to protect us from the artifact?
You know, we sold some of those back in the original day.
Well, that's what you were telling me.
The guy said, you got to put them in an acrylic case so that people can't touch them.
Right.
So we did. I found out.
Yeah, nobody's going to break it open and go, oh,
Well, don't you have to eat about 10 pounds of that stuff to affect you. So, I mean, you want to eat 10 pounds of concrete? I'm bringing my camera. I want to see that. I want to see it in about 4 hours later, but that's another matter.
Idiot.
No, don't go there. But the thing is, you have this exhibit on now. Sam, what do you think of it? I mean, you had to curate
this
thing. I
did. My focus was mainly on the smelter town, so the town where the workers or families of the workers lived. And so that was my focus, and it was really interesting to see how much love and history there is for this place that no longer exists. So that was really fascinating for me to learn.
You had a lot of people show up directly from Mexico. I mean, walk across the river and walk right into Smeltertown and set up shop and turn their life on, get a job up the hill, and away they went.
Especially due to the revolution, of course. A lot of people came up, and that had a big impact. But it was really cool to see all the family members or people come and say, I had family or I lived in this neighborhood. So that was really cool. It's a really cool connection to see from the past to the present. That's what I loved.
You had Pancho Villa was one of the famous workers.
Line one, Shelley.
She's
possibly.
No, he worked there, but he was security. Can you imagine that?
Why do you have the hands?
Because it's kind of... It's not
myth?
A myth.
Well, it hasn't guaranteed. You haven't seen his name in the book yet.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly.
It's
one of those ones where he probably did, right? But we don't know for 100% sure, I guess.
Well, all right.
We know John Selman did work there.
His name is written in there. He's the guy that killed Hardin.
Yeah.
So Selman, and what's interesting, you realize did you see that entry, Melissa?
Yeah.
They're all written the same calligraphy. It's some clerk.
Said,
what's your name? And then she or he wrote it down.
That's because most of those people sometimes couldn't
I don't think
write.
They could write.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, so back to the reality. You talked about the people. Now, you're talking the housing, where they lived. What?
Right. So it's interesting to look at the housing of Smeltertown. Obviously, the upper class, the managerial class, who were predominantly Anglo, they lived in very nice housing with plumbing and water and heat and electricity.
But now, not down in the riverbed.
No,
they were up on the hill.
Up on the hill.
Yes.
And the lower class, who is, of course, predominantly Mexican American, their housing was horrible in some cases. It was shacks or adobes.
It wasn't totally defined racially like you're suggesting, perhaps, because there was a Mexican village up on the top as well, on the top of El Bajo, as they called it. And that's where they put the supervisors.
Smelter Terrace is where one of those areas.
Is that what you call that? Because El Bajo,
El Bajo.
There was a neighborhood I think you're referring to called El Alto.
El Alto is the whole top of the. It's what I've come to know is the entire flat places you see out there. Well, and there were villages in there.
We're using kind of the definitions that Mimi Gladstein and Marcia Dottestel, their book on Women of Smelter Town, mm-hmm. which is a plug for. We're actually. Next Saturday at 2:00. So after you listen to the radio show, everyone, come out to the Centennial Museum at 2:00.
You've got Mimi in person.
Mimi in person, and Marcia Dottestel is coming down from Albuquerque to talk
goodness.
About their book. But they talk about Smelter Terrace being kind of where the managerial class lived, and then El Alto was where it was the beginnings. That's where. Before El Bajo was created, El Alto existed.
So well, it was a smelter was tenement. Up on top.
Yeah.
And the people who couldn't afford nothing, they lived in the riverbed.
Well, but in the beginning, they were living right there next to the smelter.
That's true.
There was tenements that were up.
Mexican village, yes.
Yeah, up there next to the smelter. But then as the smelter grew, those people went down into El Bajo.
You realize that the upper area, whatever you want to call it, the main area of the smelter equipment that had some people living in there, and they were displaced as the smelter grew. They had their church up there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Their church had to vacate.
Yeah.
Because they put the big smokestack right about the front door of that church.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the smelter town is also why we have partially Mount Vistore as well. That was that community that helped spear that as to be
that
built.
Was their main project with Father Costa, the guy who ran the church there in the smelter. And he was an instrument to believe. I mean, that guy ran that place.
Right, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing. So, and that would be in the other book. I don't know, you don't work on that one, right? Monica Perales' book.
Right, yes. And she actually came and gave a wonderful talk a couple months ago, and that was really good to have her.
Don't you guys think there should be a permanent smelter museum, a Sarco smelter town? Maybe on that new property that looked like UTEP may be buying, right. And museum people like yourself could be really instrumental. And I'm not going to talk you into this, am I?
No. I mean, Jackson, we're on the same page of this.
Oh,
and,
you want
and I think that you know there is the administrative building. I think it would be great to see it. I would even argue beyond. This is one of the things that I've kind of come out of this exhibit is that. Not only did we I had only lived here 6 months when the stacks came down. I saw them come down. But I think that we are I was kind of advocating. I was of that group of like, let's keep them because I think we're destroying our working class history. All of the Globe Mills, the Jesus Lives grain elevators.
You're right about saving the stacks would have been great, but the liability was insane.
Sure, I know, yeah.
The city had a chance to take it on, remember?
Yeah. You know what I think would be kind of neat is you've got the Sunland Park Mall, and it's got its issues going on right now. And it'd be nice to see the city put kind of like a small drop-in museum that could cover Cristo Rey. It could cover the Globe Mills. It could cover a lot of the small Concordia Cemetery, a lot of little history spots right in there in a couple of the shops.
Yeah.
That's a really good idea.
If they would make the building available and let the smelter people run it.
Oh, exactly. Well, let them
run
it.
That's a huge difference.
But help them out by renting some of the space in there, and then they'd have to do some fundraising on their own, understandably, but it would give them an area. You've got Sunland Park that's looking right at Cristo Rey.
Mm-hmm, right.
I mean, I think it would be a great spot to do something like that.
All right, let's get a museum going here. But sorry, let's go back to your museum for a minute, the Centennial. You got
and the museum could help them out.
Well, but see, these are the people with the expertise. You don't necessarily have the room.
Right.
No.
You got enough to do already.
Right.
But you are Centennial. What does that mean? Where do you get the name from?
So we're it is to honor the Centennial of the Texas Revolution. So
36.
In 1836, right? So... in the 1930s, in the early 1930s, the Texas legislature had a bunch of money to celebrate the centennial of the Texas Revolution, and they gave lots of communities throughout the state. So we're one of about four or five, I can't remember, centennial museums that were created for the centennial.
What year did it open?
So it opened in 1837.
1837?
I'm sorry, 1937. Yeah.
1937.
Well, it's an old museum.
Oh, it's like, historians.
You know. Yeah, well,
no, you reserve the right to extend and correct your remarks.
1937.
Yeah. He just hangs pictures.
Right. So we are the oldest museum in El Paso, El Paso's first museum, and our collection is really varied. We are primarily a natural and cultural history museum, so the Chihuahuan Desert, we have the Chihuahuan Desert
Gardens.
But natural and cultural history of the Chihuahuan Desert. But since we are on the campus of UTEP, we also have great, you know, we work a lot with our partners at UTEP. So right now we're doing an exhibit on ants. It's going to open right before Valentine's Day.
Ants?
Ants, yes.
Like as in Tia?
Like in Tia.
Little
critters.
Little bugs.
Yeah, people think of as pests. We're going to learn a lot about them because they're not. They're incredible entities that have relationships that support whole ecosystems. But one of the foremost scholars on ants is actually Dr. McKay. He's
A
professor at UTEP, and we have this massive collection of ants, 800,000 ants or something like that.
Are you going to build an ant hill in a museum?
I would like to.
Ooh,
we wanted to have
fun.
A big ant farm when we were kids, you know.
Yeah.
That'd
be great.
Can you do it? So you can see through the glass?
Yeah.
Watch
liabilities, and Sam's like, you know, Sam tries to kill most bugs in the museum.
And she comes in with a can of spray stuff. That's not good for this exhibit.
Yeah.
But also, you have the aren't you in charge of the Bhutan exhibit of
some
kind?
Yeah, you've got that one in your wing now, don't you?
The Lekong?
The Bhutanese exhibit. Yes, the Lekong. Thank you.
Lekong.
What do you call that?
It's called the Lekong.
How do you spell that? I would have to ask that.
Lhakhang.
And it's Order of the House of Gods, right?
I believe that's its translation.
I had to go look this up because you don't have a real good description on your website.
We're talking about the thing that's out in the middle of campus?
Yeah, it was the one that came from the folk festival that they did in Washington.
Oh, what a story that has. Oh, my goodness.
Amazing story. So it's the only Lekong. It's this Buddhist temple. It's the only one outside of the Kingdom of Bhutan.
That's got a great history all by itself.
Oh, it's
we
got
to take a break here, so we're not going to talk to that history just yet. But we got these guys in here for the hour. So
yes.
We'll deal with that. We need to have you pick a Pepe special, though. Yeah, I don't know if you guys can go to Pepe's with us today or not, but pick a special on that front page. And we'll be there by about 12:30.
So right now you want to?
Yeah, pick that now. Yes. Tell me what you think there, Sam. You want to make a selection?
There's no bad choices.
No, they're all just something on the front page.
Just say it out.
Yeah,
say it out loud.
Tamales.
What number is it? Have a number on it?
Three.
Okay. I mean it's listed as tamales. I haven't studied the menu.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So tamales is the special at Pepe's today.
Aha. Good tamales.
So there. And we're going to go out there about 12:30. Is Bernie up for a meet?
Yes, he's going to be there today. I'm dragging him out of the house.
Oh, well, he needs to get out once in a while.
Yes.
All right, so there's your Pepe special, and now we're going to take a break, but you got to do trivia.
That's right.
Do you have any questions that are relevant?
I have all kinds of questions. I had kind of filled in because we weren't getting to the original ones, but we covered those, too.
I have all
kinds of questions.
What?
Okay, well, the first question is, the Texas Centennial was in 1936. When did the Centennial Museum open? It's a trick question.
It's a Centennial Museum question.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Okay, the second one was the Bhutan Exhibit Building is part of the Centennial Museum family. What is the name of that?
Heard it.
Yes, we just said it.
See if you can spell it.
Yes. And then I've got a third one in case that's a tongue twister for people.
Oh, we can have them ask us a question,
all right,
too.
Let's see. What kind of chips are on display at the Centennial Museum and the ASARCO exhibit?
One clue.
One
They're
clue.
Not buffalo.
They're not buffalo chips. That's
Got
right.
It.
And
so
they aren't tortilla chips.
No, that was the second clue. Okay, enough of that. Take a break and do this. Call us.
544.
And answer these questions.
544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Struggling with CPAP? Now there's Inspire, the only FDA-approved obstructive sleep apnea treatment that works inside the body to treat the root cause of sleep apnea with just the click of a button. No mask, no hose, just sleep. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com, Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, by Monterey Asset Management, by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping, by Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Did you stand by when I yelled stand by?
No.
Well, I didn't think so.
I stood over here.
But we got to tell people they're going to get Mission Del Rey stuff and or Pepe's on this hour.
If they answer the question.
If they answer the question. And we got a couple of people. Okay. A couple of things going on here. Hit the Facebook page. Take a look at us there. We do tell you stuff all the time. We have about 4,400 people already looking at us on the promo. That's a lot of folks.
Hey.
And just to let you know, on our YouTube page, we have youtube.com/El Paso History TV. Go there, take a look, sign up if you wish. And all it does is give you notices when we put something new on there. We got some new subscribers, Sonia Salas, Gabby Gonzalez, George Zavala, a lot of people looking at that, get several hundred. And so what it is we've been putting on the items that Bernie and I were cooking up. Bernie Sargent has been on camera doing little items for ABC7. We've been putting them in the newscast. And they're all compiled now on that YouTube channel, El Paso History TV. Take a look at it. We've got 16 of them going there, and you can see what that's all about. Yes, Archery Today at the museum. Did they cancel it? No, Archery Today
I didn't see anything.
Is on 11 to 2 at the Museum of Archaeology. They get dozens of people out there, 212-3275. Now, just real quick, I want you to know that what's going to happen with Mission Del Rey, what they're doing in the month of February, possibly by March 1st, they are going to double their store space. But it'll still be in the same location. How do they do that? They're magic out there.
Yes.
And they're busy planning fun things for the shoppers. You might see a small Western town. Kids may even be able to pan for gold inside the museum. What? I'm showing up for that. And Mission Del Rey, not the museum, but Mission Del Rey, among doubled inventory and delightful deals. Stay tuned. Got more coming here. And it's a really interesting thing. They had a good time in 2019. They're looking forward to 2020. What do you got?
Well, speaking of UTEP, the College of Liberal Arts is holding the 23rd annual El Paso History Day, and this is going to be February 22nd. This year's theme is Breaking Barriers in History. Students are encouraged to choose any topic of local, national, or world history and to investigate its historical significance and relationship in the theme of conducting extensive and primary and secondary research. They're also looking for judges and volunteers.
Yes.
So if you're interested, please contact Department Head Charles H. Martin at 915-747-7055. This is a great way to get your kids involved.
I don't think he's department head. I think he's a...
I just put department head because I couldn't remember.
He's
a professor. He's retiring?
He's retiring.
He's already retired. He comes back and does this because he thinks this is a good idea.
He's too young to retire.
Do you get involved in History Day, Daniel?
Yeah, we both do.
Yeah, of course you should. Yes,
it's a good way to see kids get excited about history.
Yeah. Bernie's going to, I think, be a judge this year, so that'll be cool.
Well, we're pushing it like crazy because I think this is something people should do. If you have grandchildren or children, this is basically seventh grade, I think.
Well, it's both middle school and high school.
Oh, so they've opened
it up. They do both.
Okay,
yeah.
Everybody.
Different categories like documentary, web
pages.
What
are the pages?
They could call this guy Charles Martin, but they should be able to contact their schools as well.
Right.
Yeah,
some of the teachers
are the history teachers do programs. We had one teacher in last year a couple of years
and
ago.
And a student came in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it opens their eyes to what's happening here. And I wish I'd had that opportunity.
And Bernie and I have mentored a couple of students over the past. And it's great because one of them went on to state and then on to national. And it's like, wow, they get their scholarships. It's great. I mean, it's wonderful.
All right. We have three callers. I don't know who the third one is because Shelley hasn't put it up on the board yet. That
a
would
secret.
Be... Oh, there's all kinds of people there. We'll talk to the first one up is Robert. Robert, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Hey,
beautiful
Robert.
Day.
Okay, Robert. Okay, which question did you want to answer? I always make it easier this way than going through this whole thing.
Well, I want Mission Del Rey. I can't believe they're going to double the size of that place.
It's That's huge already. Wait till they do it. I saw the space. It's fantastic.
Yeah, it takes about an hour to just get through it right now.
Can you imagine?
Well, can you imagine walking in and panning for gold? I want to do that.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it. But anyway, hopefully I'll be lucky. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. Well, how about, let's see, we'll go with the Texas Centennial was in 1936. When did the Centennial Museum open?
1937.
Oh, how hard
is
that?
He's astute.
You better get that one. Let me guess. You want a coupon to Mission Del Rey, right?
You bet.
Well, no, you get a choice, a Mission Del Rey coupon or Pepe's food. You can do either one, but not both.
So I think.
Well, I am kind of hungry, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I'll go with Pepe's, but I'll still go to Mission Del Rey.
Okay.
When are they going to expand it?
Well, the announcement that I got off of their Facebook page, which is where I found it, and it was basically by February 1, they're hoping to get a whole lot of things done by then. Well,
so they're probably right in the middle of it now, so
yeah.
Give them a call.
Stop by out there.
What
they're doing, they're taking the space between what they currently have and the end of the building going north. So
towards the street.
They will be fronting on Pelicano when they're done.
Yeah, I'm not sure they like me because I showed up there at 4 o'clock and I overstayed and they were waiting around.
Well, if you were buying stuff, I'm sure they would love
I'm
it.
Sure
but if
they
they're not
love
buying
you.
Stuff, then yeah.
Oh
equity.
Yeah, no, I dropped a lot there.
All right. Well, anyway, you got yourself a coupon to Pepe's, and Shelley will get on the phone here in a minute with you and tell you how to pick it up. All right.
Okay. Thank you very much. I love your show, sir.
Bless
thanks
you.
For
thanks
listening.
Thanks for being out there. Appreciate it. A lot of people out there liking our show because. We tell them the history. It's not so much us. It's the history. Ooh, look at who's here. Let's go to Mark. Mark, you're on the radio. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning.
You sound like Mark Calamia.
Yes.
I was right about that.
This
is,
hi.
This
how
is
y'all
Mark Calamia. We're good, dude. What's on with you? You want to do trivia?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Pick a
The next question we had was let's see what Bhutan exhibit is what Bhutan exhibit building is part of the Centennial Museum family.
The Bhutanese temple?
I'll take that.
Can you spell it? I mean,
do you know which one it is?
We're
going
to give it to
you
anyway, Mark. But do you know how it's what the name of it is?
Luchong. Luchong. The Luchong.
Is that how you say that? Okay. Well, anyway, you got it anyway.
You got it.
And what's left for him is the Mission Del Rey. You got a Mission Del Rey, dude. You all right with that? You better be.
Yes, I want the Mission Del Rey.
Have you been out there yet?
No, I haven't, actually.
This would be a good incentive for you.
Oh, you'll love it.
The place is fabulous. I can't wait till they double it.
Mark likes Native American culture and history,
oh, yeah.
So you'll enjoy this.
You'll see it.
Well,
Daniel?
I think it's important to note that, good morning, Mark. This is Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel and Samantha.
Good
great
morning.
Job. Thank you.
It's important to note that Mark was on the exhibit team.
That's true. He was an exhibit.
Yeah, because he and a UTEP graduate student were interviewing a lot of these gentlemen who worked in the smelter. We hadn't had any oral histories of people who actually worked the day-to-day. What was it like to be in that place? And so he how many did you do, Mark? You guys did about a dozen?
Yeah, about that, a little less.
So a lot of information that was gathered for, kind of helped influence the exhibit, but also it's permanently on the Institute of Oral History's website.
That's what you need to do. Mark, thank you for doing it. And also thank you for playing this morning. Can we see you at Pepe's today?
You
going to be at a Pepe's today?
I hope so. And thank you all for your great work on the wonderful exhibit at Asarco and Smelter Challenge. It's wonderful. I encourage everybody to go see it.
At Centennial on the campus. All right, hold on.
Thanks,
here, Mark.
Mark.
We'll tell you how to pick this up, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Shelley, you got a ringer here. I mean, a live one.
He's a ringer.
But no, I mean, he's a history guy.
Well, no, he didn't answer a DeSarco question. He answered a UTEP question.
So. That's no, I'm just messing with him. He's really a good guy.
But as it is, he
gets himself a coupon for, what did he get? What coupon did he get?
He got the Mission Del Rey.
He got that one.
And he's worked a lot up in on Native American history, so yes. He'll enjoy yes. that.
We still got Ed on the phone. Ed, what's up with you, Ed? Do you want to play this game?
Yeah.
What's left?
We got one for you. Okay. What kind of chips are on display at the ASARCO exhibit at the museum?
Buffalo.
I give it to him.
No, you're not going to give it to him.
Give it to him.
You know that's not right, correct? Ed?
Hello?
You know that's not right.
It's not. I thought it was.
I said, this is what it's not.
You said it.
That was the one
clue
to tell you what it's not. I'll give you one more guess. What kind of chips are in the ASARCO exhibit?
What it's not eating chips.
All right, we're going to move on. But thank you for trying. We do appreciate your level of humor and reality. But there's no more call. Hey, Shelly, you got one more caller coming in. We'll try them. What kind of chips? Give me a break here. Should we take a break? Let's take a break.
Let's take
Why
a break.
Why not? We got the Whalen and the Weiner crowd are still here. We're going to talk more about ASARCO and Centennial and Smeltertown and whatever, and call us if you need to.
At 544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
El Paso History TV is now available for free on YouTube.com. Take a look at recent ABC 7 news reports by Bernie Sargent on El Paso History TV about Waco tanks, the Franklin Mountains, Concordia Cemetery, and more. The YouTube channel also has more than 100 videos about El Paso history with lectures, documentaries, and various history clips. Go to YouTube.com/El Paso History TV and find out how Texas history begins in El Paso.
Root Insurance could save you up to 52% on your car insurance. Here's how it works. Root uses an app to base rates primarily on how you drive. Since we don't insure bad drivers, you don't have to pay for their accidents. We designed car insurance entirely around your smartphone. Just download the Root app and drive around for a few weeks. The app measures your driving behavior, so good drivers could get the rate they deserve. And with Root, you have everything you need, right at your fingertips, from your policy to claims to repairs. Root proves that big coverage can come in a small package with an even smaller price tag. So download the app. If you're a good driver, you could save up to 52% on your car insurance. And that leaves you extra money to buy something you really want. Not available in all states. Savings based on national reviews reported by actual customers. Form 1. We reserve the right to refuse to quote any individual or premium rate for the insurance advertised herein. Download the Root app today. That's R-O-O-T.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text PROUD to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text PROUD to 79645. That's P-R-O-U-D. To 79645.
Our 2020 iHeartRadio Podcast Awards are days away.
Podcasters have become household names across America.
Get ready to celebrate the people who create amazing podcasts.
Best podcast.
Across categories like comedy.
All about the story, right?
Crime.
Who did it? Why'd they do it?
Sports.
From the players to the coaches.
Music.
We're making history.
And many more.
I want to thank all the people that listen.
Listen right here.
And watch at livexlive.com/iHeartPodcastAwards.
Friday night at 10.
It's a big deal.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by EPHistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. by Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Toxic atmosphere in here. You never know what's going to happen in here. Well, I tell you about the Harvey Girls. We got one more trivia contestant showed up here. Harvey Girls of El Paso meeting Monday the 13th. That's coming up this Monday. Union Passenger Station, 700 West San Francisco. San Francisco Street is almost like not there anymore.
Yeah,
they kept eating it and putting it into civic centers and stuff and well, whatever. But the program is Fred Harvey Legacy. It continues. Press is going to do that. Press Deer Cup. And so you can get down there and check that out. For details, call 591-2326. And you've got the Corral.
Yeah, El Paso Corral, the Westerners, is going to have their meeting Friday, January 17th. And their presentation is going to be Apache Origins in El Paso, presented by Max Grossman. It's a great program. They're going to have a dinner program. It's only $20. Call them to RSVP by Monday, January 13th. To 759-9538. And then the tramway's got some hikes coming. Oh, they got a special program for those people interested in doing geocaching 101. Learn the basics to get you started in this fun sport. RSVP by calling the park. Then also they have a last Sunday hike, and they'll be doing a short hike, Directismo Trail to the junction with Jackalope and back down. Call Diana Moy at 562-9899.
I saw a picture, I think it was Susie Bird was up on top of the mountain, sitting on a park bench on this trail. They put a park bench
up
there.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else.
No.
Something we were talking about during the break. Never mind.
Not going there. Keep it up here.
Hiya.
Let's talk to the guy
Keep
on the phone.
Keep your eyes up here. Don't look down.
Yeah, don't. What are you looking at? Hey, let's talk to Tom on the phone. Tom's on the radio. Good morning. What's up?
Hey, good morning. How you all doing?
Doing fine.
We're kind of surviving. You got a trivia thing you want to do?
You wanted to answer my question? What kind of chips?
I do, yeah.
What kind of chips are on display?
Yeah, what kind of chips they are, yes.
What kind are they?
They are chips from the Asarco Tower with a piece of rebar.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Well, the
nice.
Rebar.
He's been to the exhibit.
Yeah. We didn't talk about rebar, but you have some rebar over
That's
there.
That's it. Well, the rebar is in that same case.
So, Tom, have you seen
it? Easier to dip.
Have you seen stop that? Have you seen the exhibit?
Yes, I went there to see the exhibit. It really is impressive. It's a very good exhibit, and it. People should go see it. It's really nice.
It's open till when today? Today it's open till
4:30. We're open 10 to 4:30 from Monday through Saturday.
All right.
So you're open on Monday coming up.
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Open on Monday.
So Tom, thank you for playing the game here.
Thanks, Tom.
What does Tom get?
What kind of prize would you like?
A new car.
Ah,
yeah. This is not Oprah's show.
This is a wrong number. Sorry, we can't deal with that.
Did I push it?
Yeah, you pushed that a little too far.
I would be there first.
I'll even go so far as either a Mission Del Rey coupon or even a Pepe's.
Mission Del Rey, they're down where? On Lee Trevino, off of Lee Trevino?
Lee Trevino, Pelicano, enter on Pelicano. It's an easy thing to take a loop around that intersection. Get in there and check it out. Watch what happens when they double that space. OMG.
Okay.
That's going to be huge. All right, we got you there. Thanks a lot for playing. Hold on, all right?
Sure. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot. And thank the control room crowd. Shelly in there doing the phones, going crazy. And Sergio, where did he go? Valenzuela. He's not there. But we thank him for what he does. Yeah, it's good
He's
stuff.
He's a good guy.
He is. All right. We got this crowd in here talking about this exhibit. And you got it. Now, did you pay Tom to call?
No. That was great.
I just thought it shocked you out of your boots. But no, Tom has been through it. It's a nice exhibit.
Yes.
And you've also got some authors coming in. You're going to have them... Do a couple of books, I think.
As I said, we do have
Mimi next week.
Mimi and Marsha and Carol Eastman, who took the photographs for the Women of Smeltertown. They're coming in on Saturday at 2:00
next week.
The 18th.
Okay.
Yeah,
so what's that book you got sitting there?
This is Copper Stain.
It was a previous talk we had called Copper Stain, and it was.
So we did Monica Paralysis' book. We had a book talk then, and we did have a book talk with one of the authors, Cynthia Ontiveros of Copper Stain.
Copper Stain. That's like a Exarco negative kind of thing.
Well, you know, I really recommend people reading the book because it I think it's very balanced. It does talk, obviously, about some of the negative repercussions of the environmental repercussions.
Well, you can't be blowing off 3,000-degree stuff and not hurt something.
Yeah. So
that went on for a century.
And I think that it's important that we do talk about it, but it also just talks about how it really talks about these men's lives and how they the family that they created. I mean, they're very strong bonds. The men still meet. A lot of the men still meet down at First Cafeteria on the East Side once a month.
I've been over there to talk to them.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. But the other author is Elaine Hampton, and she's going to be at our Nerd Night next Friday.
Wait a minute. Nerd Night alert. Yes. What are you talking about?
So Nerd
That's got to be a Sam department.
Nerds are lovely.
Yes, it is a Sam department. So Nerd Night is an event we co-sponsor with Insight Science. I don't know if y'all remember when you were down there downtown. Well, they are now a mobile museum. And we co-sponsor this about once a month. And you can go online on Nerd Night's website and get tickets. And each month is a different topic. One month it was on beer. We had it at a brewery. One month it was on archives. We had it at the Bridges House. That was really neat. So it's just different topics and different nerds getting together.
So what's your topic next Friday night a week?
It is on the 17th, and it is at the Centennial Museum, and it's on ASARCO. And actually, Eileen Hampton is speaking about her book.
Okay, what do nerds have to do with ASARCO?
So we're going to be learning. Well, Elaine Hampton's going to be there. Also, Keith Pannell, if you know Keith, he's a chemistry professor. He does a radio show on KTEP.
Never heard of him.
Science Studio on Sunday nights.
Oh, if it's not against us, then they're okay.
And so he's going to be talking about kind of the chemistry side of what was actually going on, chemically in this process of smelting.
Melissa, they actually cooked that like it was a bakery. You know that story, right? He would be the guy to answer that question. Yeah. Give me 3 carloads of limestone as a balance, but I want 17 carloads of that ore going in, and I need 2 more carloads of this other junk, and we're going to blow it all together and see what it comes out like.
Yeah.
They didn't always know.
Really?
Yeah, but they had a good idea.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you're talking about a mixologist like a baker putting together carloads of stuff, and it shows up like they want it to. Because they had to put the limestone in as a balance, because when they pour off slag, they had to have some material that would float above the copper. And that's what limestone was lighter. The copper would go down the bottom. So they'd pour off the top stuff, and with it would be the junk that floated up from the copper. It would go out with the limestone.
Yeah.
That's called slag.
Slag, yeah.
And then sometimes they dipped too far into it and got some good stuff. So out there in the field, there's occasionally a field of copper that they missed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's all over the place.
Go out there and dig?
Well, not anymore. You are no longer, unless you buy it.
Right. Well, hey,
I think in the last minute here, if you had too much money, they'd sell it to you. But it looks like it's UTEP going to buy it.
Yeah.
Which is why I was bugging you guys about a museum. Because that administration building, we didn't cover that completely. There's one building left on the property that was an original ASARCO building.
Yeah.
And you know which one it is?
Oh, yeah. It's sitting out there all by itself.
It was the first building they ever built.
Really? I wish it could be moved.
I didn't know that.
Oh, they even thought about that for a while. And I was talking to the guy. I said, you're going to move an Adobe building? Dude, you're going to make...
It has been done.
I know, but I said, you're going to make big news if you do that. And he said, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. But, it could be done. I wish it could.
Well, just to let you know, there were all kinds of potentials for memorials over there. Mm-hmm. They were going to keep the original base of the original stack and put plaques on it and do stuff there, and it's buried under 20 feet of stuff. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Then they were going to move the admin building over there at one point. That's not going to happen. And then they were going to have a couple of acres near the admin building to do demonstrations and stuff. That's up to the new buyer.
Yeah.
They quit thinking about it over there. But Roberto Puga did save a lot of stuff over there, including that building.
Yeah.
And at the moment it's saved, and if it's going to go to UTEP, I hope you guys can turn it into a museum again.
I would hope so, too. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
I would love to be a part of anything like that.
Well, you got contributors coming from the Crystal Ray Restoration Committee, the Smeltertown people. You got crazy video people that kept stuff in their storeroom.
Right, yeah.
You know, so this stuff can come out of the wall. You could fill that little building up.
Well, and we have, UTEP Special Collections, and a lot of the exhibit was actually based on the, you were probably the largest contributor, all of the things that we have of yours in there. But then second is Special Collections. We have the archive when ASARCO...
That's true. Yeah,
donated the archive. It came to UTEP, so it's here. I mean, we have it. It's part of our history.
You want to see down the little tiny rebar that went into that smokestack? They've got it. Or the drawings that they built.
Right.
They built from.
Amazing.
And back in the day, they were building that thing with a slide rule.
Yeah. You know, well, and we have some of the architectural drawings.
Yeah.
You could even say they're almost works of art now, just of how...
Yeah, people don't do that kind of work anymore.
How they look.
They really don't. But okay, so that's the future museum. We're going to have you back in here in six months and say, when is the new museum opening, Daniel Carey Whalen and Sam Weiner?
You know, I've been asking... I was asking Dr. Natalicio before she left, and I hinted to Dr. Wilson when she came on, because she's seen this exhibit. It was the first exhibit that... We opened it right 2 weeks after she
got here.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that I've heard that the dean, Dean O'Hearn, in the College of Liberal Arts is very interested in that prospect, too.
The presumption is if UTEP takes over that ASARCO property, to put this museum online would be just pretty nice and easy.
Yeah, I think it's low-hanging fruit, really.
Oh, I would love to see you do it. And that's in a specifically... an Adobe building.
Yeah.
It's very different. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here and come back and talk more about ASARCO. Who's coming in next hour? We have the Hamiltons, and I don't mean
the
crowd on the Broadway show.
That's right.
These are the local Hamiltons.
I'd like to see John in a powdered wig.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. And Vicky's with him, and they're going to talk about...
Vicky could powder his wig.
Well, they're going to talk about a thing at Fort Bliss.
That's right.
They found a mural in a basement.
Did
you see that bigger
story.
Picture?
Yeah, well, she had given some information to Bernie, and I looked it up, and then plus what you sent, the synopsis. So that's a great story.
That's next hour. We'll see you then. But in the meantime, we got one more breaker coming with these guys. Call us if you think it's relevant.
915-544-5876 or 544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the Juan and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
Visit Mission Del Rey Southwest for a huge selection of El Paso souvenirs and gifts. Mission Del Rey features El Paso saddle blanket products and thousands of Southwest, Western, Native American, and Mexico items for gifts and decor. Bring your friends and mention you heard us on the radio for a store-wide discount. Mission Del Rey Southwest, 1421 Lee Trevino. Enter on Pelicano. Go to missiondelrey.com or call 915-440-2140 for Mission Del Rey Southwest.
Happy New Year! Woohoo! It's 2020, and I've got a New Year's resolution solution. Scott Lehman here from El Paso Auto Center, and I resolve to help you get a nicer, newer car. We're celebrating 2020 by giving you up to $2,000 more than your old car is worth, and with only $20 down. If your old ride is spewing pollution, drop it like a bad habit and leave last year behind. Make a resolution that's easy to keep, because my New Year's credit solution is guaranteed to get you approved and driving a nicer, newer car faster than you can say ElPasoAutoCenter.com, even if your credit had a bad year. So stop the commotion and get in motion for just $20 down. That's right, just $20 to start 2020. Last year is done and the new year's begun. Let us make 2020 your best year ever. Come see me on Gateway East, just west of Lee Trevino, or call our resolution hotline at 519-1100. Or see all the cars at ElPasoAutoCenter.com. That's ElPasoAutoCenter.com. I'm Scott Lehman, and I'm a dealer for the people. Woo!
Requires bank approval, $16 for 1,000 borrow, 4.9% for 72 months. Negative equity may be refinanced.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits to transfer? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 200 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text ASU to 35517. Learn for yourself why ASU is ranked number one for innovation by U.S. News and World Report, and learn to thrive with Arizona State University. For more information about ASU Online, text ASU to 35517. That's ASU to 35517.
If you haven't quoted Allstate lately, it's the perfect time. Now Allstate has new lower auto rates. You can get the same high-quality coverage and hands-on expertise now at new lower rates. Call a local Allstate agent and get a quote now.
And now let's turn back the pages of time and return to the El Paso History Show. Brought to you by ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. And by Amigos Restaurant, 2000 Montana, a block east of Cotton, open 7 days a week. Here again, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
At the Museum of Archaeology today, lecture series, they have Reconsidering the Mesilla Phase, Changing Viewpoints Based on Recent Research at Creekside Village and Other Sites in Tularosa Canyon. That's the full name of the talk today. So David Greenwald's doing that, 2 o'clock, Transmountain Road, 4301 Transmountain. Mesilla Phase of Tularosa Canyon. They're talking about ancient people here. Go out and take a look, 2 o'clock today. What do you got?
The new year is here, and the Sunset Film Society is pleased to present an outstanding month of classic film entertainment for January and their third Iva Turney Society for Arts and Adventure program. Plan on spending a portion of this with the International Museum of Art on Montana and supporting the People's Museum.
We're out of here almost, but Daniel Carey Whalen's still sitting there, and Sam Weiner. And you guys have this exhibit, and when is it, where is it, and what is it?
So it's the Town and the Smelter. It's at the Centennial Museum. It's up till January 25th. We're open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. So come on by and see it before it goes down. It was an amazing exhibit. Lots of community support. Thank you again for all your help in this and putting it on. But come see it, because when it's gone, then we'll have no reminders of ASARCO until the next exhibit's put up.
Until you put the new museum online. Right. Sam, are you ready for that?
Sure.
Yeah. That's the correct answer, Sam, whether you believe it or not. No, we appreciate you guys coming in here talking about this. Centennial Museum on the campus of UTEP.
Thank you.
And it's the easy entrance on the side over by I-10.
Right, the Sun Bowl side, the PIC roundabout is coming through there.
Go in there.
We have our own parking.
We are the only place with free parking.
That's
on
true.
Campus.
Talk the guard into it. You can get on there and park on the museum. All right, you guys, thank you very much.
Thank
Fort Bliss next hour. See you all then after the news.
After the news, yes.
Thank you for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for archived copies of this radio show. By Keystone Heritage Park on Donovan Drive, 915-584-0563. By Monterey Asset Management. By Mission Del Rey, 1421 Lee Trevino, with El Paso souvenirs and gift shopping. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690, KTSM, El Paso. KTSM.